because it's not a one-size-fits-all. Nothing is one-size-fits-all.
Right.
So what's important is that you know, to, okay, so, and that's why we started with the joint circles and things like that. You don't have to have all these things, you know, and the link up and the link back. It's like the same people. If you have a small organization, you have to adapt it,
right,
you know, accordingly. Right. Or else it destroys you. It just actually, it can destroy you like any system. Like how democracy can destroy you and capitalism can destroy you and socialism can destroy you.
Right. Are you saying that if you're too hardcore and try to do it by the book and don't be flexible, it's not going to work? Is that?
Exactly. Exactly. At least that's how we've learned from all these years, you know, because we became sociocracy 2009, 2010, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. Would that be your advice for a team starting up to?
Flexibility is very important. Mm-hmm. See what it is that your team needs and how it will support it rather than burden you. You know, because that's what was happening with us. Sociocracy, as good as it was a burden also.
Oh, at first it was a burden when you guys were trying to do it.
Because we were trying, we were like so by the book, and our former executive director was like almost dictatorship, that, like, you know, by the book, and it's like, yeah. So
go ahead.
No, it just doesn't work. Nothing works when you, like, you know, orthodoxy doesn't work.
Right. So how did you decide which parts to keep and which parts to let go of?
It just, as we talked about it, we, you know, and reached consent. Where is our range of tolerance in that, you know? And how can we continue to call ourselves a sociocracy organization, but still be able to be sustainable for us, you know?